Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan and Diane Renicki. I hope that's correct. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about Habitat for Humanity. And I know you just finished a home in Audubon, and we're going to come back and talk more specifically about that. But I'd like to start out, Dan, with kind of just give us a general overall mission of Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity, we're an affiliate that is involved with Habitat for Humanity International. That is a non-ecumenical, Christian-based organization, not-for-profit organization that was started by Millard and Linda Fuller back in the early 1970s. The program was set up to provide simple, decent homes for those in need of adequate housing.
Okay, habitats, but this time it's for humanity, not for somebody else. So just affordable housing.
Yes.
And now you and Diane are working in the Southwest Iowa area. What kind of area do you cover?
The Habitat for Humanity of Southwest Iowa, we cover Carroll County, Crawford County, Audubon County, and Shelby County.
Okay. And I know that, as I said, you just completed a house in Audubon. Tell us, Diane, a little bit about how that house got started, and I'm sure you had a thrilling story when it all got done, but just tell us a little bit about that house, would you?
Well, the original, how you start, everything starts is first we originally have to receive an application, and they have to meet the income guidelines and all the qualifications, and then we base our size of our home off of the size of the family, and we just have specific, you know, floor plans or blueprints for like two-bedroom homes, three-bedroom homes.
Okay.
And we just work with that and aligning up specific people to help. We have a site supervisor for all our builds. We have family support family for this partner family. We have volunteer coordinator to line up all the volunteers for our work nights. And
okay, I have a couple of questions. One, is it always a brand new home, or can you also remodel a home?
We can remodel a home, but we've never have gone that route because we've found that we can build a brand new home for the same or less cost than it would cost us to refurbish a home. Because a lot of times these older homes that you try and refurbish, by the time you get done going, stripping it all down, replacing the electrical, putting in a new heating system, new plumbing, and all that, you wind up with more money in there than you would if you start from scratch and build a home.
And when you start from scratch, you know that that quality work is being done. You know what's happening with the electrical and the plumbing and all those sorts of things, rather than starting to guess. Diane, what about, you mentioned volunteer this and volunteer that. Is everything done by volunteers?
No. We do hire contractors, you know, for like the electrical, the heating, and the plumbing. You know, but we try to incorporate volunteers and pull from the communities any expertise that, you know, they may have and are willing to donate or give us a price break if possible, you know, but we do hire some contractors because you just have to, you know, you have to have licensed electricians and so forth. You know, we have to file the, you know, go along with the codes and the communities we're building.
Sure. Now, Dan, as I mentioned, you finished this one in Audubon. What other ones have you and Diane worked on to get going?
There is four homes built in Carroll. There is four in the city of Harlan. There is one in Glidden. There's one in Manning.
Two in Denison.
Okay. You've accomplished a lot.
Yeah, we started in 1999, and it's just been going ever since. And we're doing really well.
And I understand you're about ready to start on another one?
It'd be spring of 2012. We will get started in Manning.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Diane, tell me a little more about the application. The person who's going to live in the house needs to make the application?
That's correct. And then we have a family selection committee that reviews the application, goes and meets with the family that has applied, and like I said, they have to meet income guidelines, they have to meet the needs, they have to, you know, it's not a free home, so they have to be able to provide, to pay the mortgage and the escrow and the, you know, the escrow being taxes and insurance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it, the only thing that they do not pay is interest.
Okay.
They are interest-free loans.
And, Diane, I understand you're the treasurer, so you have to kind of double-check on all those things, make sure that's all going to work.
Yes, I am. I am, you know, like I said, I'm responsible for all the making sure that all their escrows are paid and so forth. And, yeah, I mean, and it's this economy right now, it's difficult, even for low-income families. You know, it's still a struggle for them to make those commitments mm-hmm. because, as we all know, property taxes don't go down.
Yeah, why is that, huh?
I don't know.
So Dan, now this person applies, but as I understand, they also have to, in addition to paying some things, they also have to work. Is that correct?
Yes. They, as an adult, they are required to put in 250 hours on their home or another home for each adult in the family, I should say. Anybody over the age of 18 or over is required to put in 250 hours. Most of our families have put in well beyond what is required. We've had families that have put in well over 800 hours mm-hmm. when their home is being constructed.
Well, this has to be pretty exciting, knowing that they're going to get a new home and probably have not had good housing in the past. I mean, that's kind of likely. And so, Diane, what are some of the responses you get from folks when you get this house in process and done?
It's pretty rewarding, like you just said. I mean, I think Dan and I wasn't involved in Habitat Affiliate when we first got going. Dan's always been there since 1999. But I kind of stepped on board with our first home here in Carroll, which is where we live. I took on the responsibility of saying, okay, I want to be the family support family for this family that we built for. And I tell you, you get attached.
Just like, I bet you do.
You know, I mean, just like it is your family. And, you know, to see their faith and everything come together and from what they were living in to what they're going to receive in this new home, you know, it's decent and affordable, but it's a very nice home.
Huh. And Dan, I'm assuming that one of the reasons that you want the person involved is once they've got their work in it, they're going to take care of it. I mean, it helps, of course, to have those hours there. But when you take some ownership when you got your work in there.
Oh, yes. They take a lot of pride in their homes at that point, and they want it to be a very nice home. But as Diane was saying, part of the reward is to see the reaction on their face when we're finished with that home. The people take a great amount of pride in helping with their home and mm-hmm. putting hours in and making it not just a house, but a home.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace that their family is going to be growing up in. And I guess every family we've had so far, we watch them just make leaps and bounds in their life. Just so much better for them.
Interesting. It's not just the home, which is such a base, but they go on to do other things also that's beyond what they did in the past. Is that what
Correct.
You're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Employment and so forth. And the other thing that I would like to add on that is that we like to pull all the volunteers from within the community we're building because they themselves will see that homeowner on the street and, you know, and vice versa, you know, and relate to all mm-hmm. the hours and the sweat that went into their home with the volunteers and the homeowner. You know, they can all relate together.
You bet. I'm guessing they continue to be supportive of that homeowner just to mentally, if not just saying, hi, how are you doing? That kind of thing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good. So, Dan, what if, let's say somebody in another community said, this is a good idea. I know somebody needs a home. I know somebody that could really use that. What do you need to do to get started on a Habitat for Humanity house?
First thing they need to do is apply. And then the family selection committee does go out and they look at where they're living right now. Is it decent, affordable housing? If they're set up in a nice place or suitable housing at that time, they're not going to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at where they're living at now. They're looking at their finances. Can they financially afford to move into a Habitat house? Can they afford the house payment, the escrow for the insurance, and the real estate taxes? Because one thing we do not want to do is take somebody that's in a house right now and put them in to a new home, and then a few months later they can't afford to make the payments, mm-hmm. and we wind up foreclosing on them.
Oh.
Because we operate like a bank. We require the homeowner to make the payments and keep up with their insurance and their taxes. So, like I say, we don't want to put them in a worse condition what they already are.
So what's your history? You named off, you've built quite a few houses. Are most of those families still in those houses?
We've only had one foreclosure in the 13 years we've been, almost 13 years we've been affiliated.
I'd say that's success.
Yes, that's the way, and you go to the bigger cities, they have a lot higher turnover, which you can expect,
mm-hmm.
We do basically one home a year, because we have done two a couple times, but that's really pushing our limits, because we are all volunteers with the,
yes,
for West, our Habitat affiliate, and none of us are paid, so we all work full time, or most of us do, but we're always looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for board members and anybody that wants to come on board with the Habitat affiliate.
Okay, so if anybody says, hey, I'd really like to know more about this, I'm guessing I could give them your phone number, and they can also go online to get a lot of general information, and maybe somebody out there would say, hey, we need to get going on this program. So your information has been very helpful, and I really appreciate you, Dan and Diane Renke, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. Timely good deeds are nicer than afterthoughts.